Cash generating habits that stick. This is session number fizzive, number five, days 36 to 45, what it really takes. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is you broke, dog? Are you broke? Let me ask you something, yeah? Are you broke, fam? Are you broke? Okay, so I'm just using different dialects I've picked up from going to different places across the world. But no, on a serious note here, are you broke? Are you broke? Now, I didn't hear whether you said yes or no, but I'm in the mood for telling the truth today, all right? If you are broke, I'm here to tell you, it's your fault. Even if someone did you wrong, like, you know, when I was swindled out of 35 grand, it's still your fault. If you're broke, it's your fault. Okay? It may not be your fault what somebody else did, but it's your fault for staying where you are and not doing something about it. All right? That is your fault. It's your fault for failing to step up your game to make up for your loss. Even if you are a single mother, and your husband left you with five kids. There are people like you who have taken responsibility and worked themselves into financial independence. So what, pray tell, is your excuse? Okay? Yes, I'm being harsh. All right? I'm being harsh. And there's a reason why I'm being harsh. I'm not a mean person. You all know that. You've been with me long enough now to know that I really care about you. But seriously, this world is harsh, okay? And it's just not going to soften up for you, you know? So you better toughen up, all right? You better toughen up, because if you don't, you're just going to stay stuck. And, you know, if anybody makes excuses for you, you know, oh, yeah, but, you know, she's this or he's had that happen, you know, you feel like they're a true friend, you know? They sympathize with you. They make you feel better. And that's, you know, they make you feel better. It's not your fault, you know? And they're right. It's not your fault what happened, but did they tell you it's your fault that you stayed where you are? Because that kind of is your fault. Okay. It's not kind of is. It is your fault. Okay. You see, you know, it's been 10 years since your husband left you, you know, and you're still in the same place, you know, and then they still come over and over and tell you everything's going to work itself out. Look, let me tell you, nothing works itself out. Okay, you have to work yourself out of it, all right? There's no itself, it just happens on itself. No, you have to do something. You have to be proactive in this, okay? You have to be more assertive in life. And you need to be careful, seriously, about keeping somebody like that around you who speaks like that. They might be a nice person and mean well and want the best for you, right? But they're giving you bad advice. They are giving you permission to feel sorry for yourself and not make any progression. I mean, if you want to stay where you are, then I suggest you keep talking to them, because I guarantee you that you will accomplish that goal. They will keep you right where you're at. That's a promise, okay? But if you actually want things to change, which I'm assuming is why you're involved in this program, you might want to stop calling them or hanging out, right? Because they are encouraging the fact that it's okay to feel sorry for yourself, okay? They're encouraging that. So you don't want that. Feeling sorry for yourself will not extricate you. In other words, it will not bring you out from your circumstances, all right? I'm not interested in making you feel good about your misfortune, all right? I'm interested in taking you to the next level, getting you out, all right? Life is not fair, all right? Life is bad for most people, okay? For some people, and, you know, some people it's okay, but it's great for just a few. There are a few people who actually, they just live a great life, but it's not fair. Life is not fair, okay? Let the government worry about fair, okay? They can't bring fair. Fair is not coming on planet Earth. That's the promise. And if you think that they are really concerned for you, they aren't, honey. Okay? All they are interested in is getting reelected. They will tell you whatever they think it is that you want to hear, because all they see you as is a vote. Okay? Sorry to break it to you. Look, don't make the government responsible for your outcomes. Please don't do that. Okay? My family and I were on government assistance for years, and you know, I mean, you just basically eke out a less than mediocre living. I mean, I don't want to ever have to eat cans of baked beans for 3 pence ever again. All right? So look, you're a grown up now. Okay? You're a big girl or a big boy in the marketplace. You don't have any money. Seriously, like, stop making excuses, go out and make you some money, okay? If you're not getting the money and you're out there hustling, something about your strategy is off, okay? Two things are off. Either it's your hustle's off or your strategy's off. It's that simple. It's not your mommy, it's not your daddy, it's not the way you were brought up, it's not where you were brought up, it's not the schools you went to, it's your hustle or your strategy. So if you've got the hustle, then you've got to figure out your strategies. All right. Now, if you're stepping out and you're wanting to actually do something about your situation, first of all, understand that no matter what you try, okay, right at the beginning, it's gonna suck. Okay. Because you suck. You really do, but you'll get better and you'll suck less. Okay. Just like how I was, remember when I told you the story about how I used to knock doors and, you know, go out on the street and try and, procure donations for the charity I was working for, and I was scared of dogs, scared of talking to people. I sucked at it. I didn't like it. I wanted to quit after the first week. All right. So it's okay. I'm just saying that, listen, you're going to suck. Okay. But you'll get better. You'll get less and less scared. You'll get more and more confident. And you'll suck less. And as you keep doing this, eventually you'll suck so little that you'll actually be good. All right. Today, if I see a dog walking, I almost kind of walk defiantly in their path. Like I remember, in fact, we were in Miami, right? As I told you a few times already. And I was walking with my wife, and you know, the occasional dog would, well, this actually happened, I think, twice. Okay. We had somebody's dog run out from their house. We were just walking on the street, okay? And people's dogs just ran out after us. And I stood there firm, defiantly, looking the dog in its face and told him, sit, you know? And then the owner would come out and call it back and apologize and so on. It was just an accident. The dog came out. But, you know, had that happened maybe, I don't know, not three years ago, like it would have to have been longer than that. Like, I don't know, like 10 years? Yeah, it's longer than 10 years, about 12 years ago. Had that happened, dude, I would have been running. And you know what? Dogs are faster than people. So the dog would have caught me. And you know, the thing is, dogs smell fear. And so because dogs smell fear, from what I understand, they interpret the smell of fear, because I think your body gives off pheromones, they interpret that adrenaline and that fear that you're feeling, they interpret that as aggressiveness, and they get more aggressive. So because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't afraid of the dog, I wasn't anything, and I was, you know, calm, I stood boldly and defiantly. I didn't look it too much in the face, because, you know, I understand if you look a dog straight in their eyes, they become, you know, they can think that you're threatening. So I was I was standing there boldly and I was saying, sit, you know, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't moving. I'm not running anywhere. You know, what am I running for? Okay. I mean, unless the dog's like a psycho and it's got rabies, but you know, I could see it came from a home where the owner was, you know, it was a family dog. You could tell it wasn't really going to do you any harm, but you know, the point is I would have ran before, but because I kept doing it, kept overcoming, facing dogs day to day, 3-4 dogs a day, I was fine, right? And as you keep doing this, whatever it is that you're doing, your cash generating habit, eventually you're going to suck so little that you'll actually be good, okay? But just surrender to the fact that at first you're going to suck, all right? There is no magic trick or secret to success. When people talk about overnight success, it may seem like they came up overnight, but the truth is there was no lucky break as such, all right? It was just basically, and if there was a lucky break, it was basically consistent, diligent effort, which got the person in front of the person who gave them a shot, right? And, you know, success is a lot of work, all right? And I mean a lot of work, and a lot of business opportunities and weight loss transformation opportunities. People use words insinuating ease and minimal effort and short periods of time in order to sell you. You know, you ever heard titles like, you know, the lazy man's way to riches or something along those lines? You know, oh, it will be so easy. You don't have to work hard. And it sounds so enticing, doesn't it? So cute, so attractive. And you're like, oh man, this is great. What I've got to do is click a button and money just shows up in my bank account. Dude, this is awesome. And you know, it attracts so many people. It sells so many people. People make fortunes, basically, essentially misinforming people of what it really takes. And you know, the people selling that dream to you, you know what's funny? Is they actually worked hard just to get in front of you to make that presentation. They spent time, money, effort building the product, marketing the product, tweaking the marketing, making mistakes, failing until they come up with something which performs to their satisfaction. And then they brought it to you. All right. And then they tell you they did all the hard work so you don't have to. But the truth is you're likely going to have to work just as hard as them. Okay. And the lazy man's way to riches, that kind of title, you know, it's just a huge disservice and doesn't give a realistic point of view. All right. And this is why so many people don't persevere and give the effort necessary, because they were sold on their opportunity being, you know, told that it wouldn't take much time, it wouldn't take much effort, it wouldn't take much money. And this is what they have been waiting for, right? And, you know, they see it and, you know, it's a fantasy. You know, pop this pill and you'll lose all your excess fat and have chiseled abs. Really? Okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something out there that does that, but I mean, I've not seen it. Okay. Now, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, I guarantee it's going to take 10 times the money you thought it would take. All right. Trust me, 10 times longer than you thought, 10 times, you know, the effort you ever imagined. And so, you know, when people are expecting easy success, the moment they come up against the inevitable roadblock, they're ready to cave in and quit. Why? Because they were told all they had to do was these few things and it would be easy. All right. And when they find out it's not, they freak out, you know, and they jump over to the next fad opportunity. And then, you know, that same thing, that thing is essentially is promising the same thing. And so, you know, they're basically playing the lottery, essentially never picking one thing and just sticking it out. They keep jumping and jumping. And, you know, if you're prepared to stand forever in one thing, you won't be standing for very long. Let's just say you're saying, okay, look, I don't care if it takes me 20 years to get this done. It's not going to take 20 years. But if you just said that to yourself, like, you know, I'm just going to, the next 5 years, I'm just going to work hard, you know, and instead of this whole thing of, oh yes, in the next, you know, 10 days, you'll have 100 grand in the account. Okay. You know, I'm going to take 5 years. Okay. And here's the thing. It's probably never going to take 5 years, but just be willing to stand that long. And if you're, you know, if that's what you're expecting, you're not really going to be too disappointed when it happens in, say, maybe 18 months of just solid hard work, right? But just be realistic about the fact that it's just going to take a while. It's going to take longer than you thought. It's going to probably take more money than you thought. You're going to have to do a bit more tweaking. And that's okay. It's just part of the course. There's nothing abnormally wrong. People freak out as though there's something wrong or there's something wrong with them. There's nothing wrong. That's just normal, right? So that's okay, and you need to be okay with that. And if you're prepared to stand forever, you won't be standing very long. And often, you know, people literally just give up. They give up just before their breakthrough, you know, because they thought they were miles away, but, you know, their victory was really literally within inches of them. Have you ever heard the stories of, like, I think it's a true story. I don't know if it's a made up, you know, allegory, is that the word you use for a tale or something like that? I don't know if it's like a made up story or a parable or something like that. But there's this story about, you know, this guy who was digging for gold, and, you know, he's digging. I think he rented equipment. He spent a lot of money and effort, you know, hiring people and so on and so forth. And he just stopped. He just stopped. I think, I don't know if he bought the field as well, but he stopped digging, right? And then he just gave up and caved in and went home. And then there was the next guy that came after him. I don't know if he bought the field from him or bought his equipment or something like that. And he kept, he's, you know, carried on digging from where that other guy had left off. And you know what? The gold that they were searching for was literally, he only had to dig 3 feet and then he just hit this huge, vein of gold in the mountain. I think it was a mountainside or whatever it was. And this guy made an absolute fortune. He only had to dig 3 feet because the guy, the other guy, he just gave up too quickly. Can you imagine how that guy must have felt? Oh man, he must have been gutted. He must have been gutted, but he stopped too early, right? So never give up on a dream. Just keep going. I don't care how you feel, right? So look, just be prepared to do whatever it takes, to give whatever it takes. You know, even with traditional businesses, you know, when entrepreneurs go to investors or banks for money, there's a statistic that 9 out of 10 businesses fail because, you know, most of the time it's probably because they don't know what they're doing. In terms of marketing or stuff, it's just like some guy that's decided to start his own business. He thinks he can do what his boss does much better. But, you know, what he knows how to do is his job really well within the company. There's so many other fragmented pieces which the other person doesn't know how to put together. You know, so this person decides to, you know, start out on their own and then they end up failing. But, you know, it's all a learning process. But 9 out of 10 businesses fail. And I think a lot of the time because people just give up too soon because they don't know what to expect. All right. They expected it would be easy. They've got it all mapped out in their mind of how well things are going to do. And it just doesn't happen the way they thought. And so, you know, they didn't ask for enough money a lot of the time. And when they come to the bank for more money, the bank is freaking out and is scared to give them more because they projected in their business plan, they'd be profitable in 6 months. All right. And it's been 18 months. They said it would cost 300,000 and it's really going to take maybe 3 million. Maybe not that much, maybe 450,000, right? But they keep asking for an extra 10 grand, an extra 10 grand, an extra 20, an extra 30, you know, and they're not asking for enough. Okay. But see, the thing is, they went to the bank with what they considered to be conservative estimates, right? I mean, you know, you cut everything. We all do this when we set goals, you know, we cut everything and we think, well, you know, if we speak to, I don't know, 10 people a day, you know, and conservatively, we should get 6 presentations a day. And if 3 of those, will turn into a sale, you know, but let's just be conservative. If we talk to 10 people a day and only get 3 presentations a day, and, you know, let's say we should at least get 1 sale a day, well, we'll still be making X and we'll still be able to pay, the money back to the bank after expenses and everything. All right. And that's what they tell the bank. And that's what they think is going to happen. But, you know, here's the thing. Nobody really takes into account. Yeah. But, you know, what about all the stuff that just happens to people? You know, what about that divorce you were planning on that just sucked the life out of you for, you know, 3 years? Okay. Or that business partner that had that fatal car accident that you were relying on, or your spouse got sick and you had to take time out to look after him or her, you know, or the bridge over the River Thames, which is the only way people can get to your business, collapses and, or it's just damaged and the council shut down the bridge and say no one can go on it, but they don't do anything to repair it for the next 6 months. Okay. No one puts any of that into their business plan and people are not prepared for the effort it really takes. You know, you ask most business people, did you think it would be this hard? And they'll tell you, no, I didn't. But every single one of them will tell you, you know what? It's just so worth it. You know, because they're looking at how they live now and they're like, dude, whew, I love my life, man. If I had to do it again, I mean, I just don't want to go back to what I had to live in before. So yes, I would go through it again. You know? So, you know, here's the thing. Look, if you want to be a millionaire, a billionaire, be prepared to do whatever it takes. Okay. Success has a price. All right. And it will not come to you until that price has been paid. All right. And it's usually very expensive. Okay. That price just sorts out the boys from the men. It just wants to know how bad you want it. You know, the girls from the women. Just be willing to do what no one else will and pay the price. Look, if you work full time, you may have to stay up late, get up early to put enough time in, you know? And let me just tell you, I do not recommend just leaving your job thinking you've got enough money to survive for the 3 months that you think it will take for you to get your business making enough money to survive, okay? Take it from a numbskull who has done that twice, okay? I'm talking about yours truly here. Both times I paid for it and had to build from scratch again, all right? So you need to keep a solid income coming in. That's what I recommend, okay? While building the income that you're creating. And you know, if income isn't flowing in yet, don't burn bridges to your solid income until the new income that you have already created and is already in existence is at a level that you know is going to be consistent and high enough to support you, right? Yes, there are times where a leap of faith is required, okay? And I think that time will come, you know, and you'll know, right? But just be intelligent about the choices that you are making. Understand, you know, that your resources may be spread thin to begin with, and that's okay. It's part of the price that must be paid, okay? And you just make sure that you are putting effort in 6 days a week, all right? Don't let a day go by where you haven't done something to take you closer to your dreams. Oh, and by the way, when you start making money, all right, when you start making a bit of money, don't just go off and spend it. You know, that's what happens sometimes. People might have, you know, like a windfall in a short period of time of maybe not a windfall of a lump sum, but maybe they just have a campaign that worked really well. They crushed it and they made 20 grand, you know, in like a month. And they're like, wow, I've never had this much money before. And then they just basically go hog wild crazy and spend up all the money, you know, and then they're kind of, you know, back to where they were again. And that campaign might work. And then they just keep spending the money, you know, go broke, spend the money, go broke, spend the money, go broke. And what I'm going to suggest to you is, look, if you're serious about having an epic life, you want to reinvest the money, like take a little out for your food, save some, you know, cover your expenses, take a little extra, you can save some, and then, you know, but reinvest the majority of it back in. Because if you've got a campaign that's working, I mean, why would you spend the money on things that aren't going to bring you a return, right? Just, you know, re-up, put it, reinvest it back into the business, and you'll grow much faster. You'll multiply much quicker, all right? So how do you know when you're taking the right level of action? Well, we'll talk about this, but I'll tell you something. When people start to criticize you because the action you are making, that you're taking, makes them uncomfortable, that is a good indication that you're really doing, you know, you're really taking the right level of action. If nobody's criticizing what you're doing, okay, if no one's complaining about you, if you're waking up tomorrow with the same problems you're having today, you aren't taking the right action. You're not taking the right amount of action. You know, you should have new problems, okay? Not the same problems, okay? The same problems means you aren't progressing, all right? New challenges are a good sign that you are on the right track. You aren't where you were yesterday. So that's really where you want to be at. Okay, so let's get down to business. All right, so we're going to continue building habit number 2, automating action for income generation. So for the last 27 to 36 days, you know what you've been doing? You've been building a permanent hardwired doer's mind pattern. Okay, if you've been, you know, keeping up what you started while adding the new components, it's been 36 days, where you've been building, a hardwired doer's mind pattern, programming yourself with the doer's mind pattern, right? Listening to the Epic Secret Accelerated Fear Formula, reading the duty method, writing your goals down, visualizing emotionally. And, you know, you've been doing this 30 plus days. So what's happening now is you're forming a super thick neural circuit of this habit at this point. Okay. If you've been doing it every day. All right. And it's becoming solidified. And you may notice that less and less thought is required to make you do this. And soon, you know what's going to happen? You'll go from becoming consciously competent to unconsciously competent. In other words, you just basically don't have to think about doing it. You just do it on your own. You're not even thinking about it. It's just your habit now. All right. And it will be the way you naturally operate if you're not there already. All right. Now, for the last 18 days, you've been developing the final component of habit number one, which is overriding fear and controlling your emotions. As far as, you know, taking the immediate step to take action instead, in spite of fear or anything you hate. And you've been using the 4-step system, to get you taking action in 5 minutes, recognizing, reframing, releasing that fear and retraining your mind. And for the last 9 days, you've been asking yourself, what is my outcome today? Focusing on the ultimate destination and the immediate next step, and asking yourself, you know, will the action step that I'm writing down, the outcome that I want, is this going to help me get whatever it is, the amount of visitors you want to your website per day, or whatever it is that your goal is that you daily need to achieve to reach your objectives? So you've been writing the top outcomes down before you go to bed at night, and, you know, trying to figure out why you want it, what's good about it, what's bad that you're trying to avoid, and then how you're going to do it, who's going to do it. Is it you? Is it somebody else? And then you've been basically charting and keeping track of what you've been doing to make sure that you're visually seeing your progress, right? And so this is just fantastic. You've been doing really well. So, so let's begin a new part of this cash generating habit of habit number two, automating action for income generation. And we're going to practice this in the next 9 days while keeping what you've been doing going, right? So I told you it's not going to be that hard, right? You can see, I mean, each time we're adding just a little small thing, all right? And you see now how it's not as much work as you maybe thought it would be. Okay, so it's really worth it. And as if you've been doing it, then you'll know that this is at getting you the results, right? So what we're going to be doing now is we're just going to be adding one more thing. Just one more thing. We're going to start focusing. Okay, I want you to take note that you're now going to start to stop collecting information and start creating income. We're going to start focusing now. So every time that something comes to you, all right, some kind of information, I want you to notice and take note and think to yourself, is this information immediately beneficial to the outcomes that I want in the next 24 hours? If the answer is yes, then you use it right now, because you want to get to yourself in the habit of acting on, you know, what you learn. That's a habit you need to get into. If it's not, then you either archive it for later or you ignore it. But whatever it is, get it out of sight, okay? There's a saying my wife always says, and she says, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And what she means is, you know, if I ask her to do something or bring something and she forgot, she'll say, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I forgot. And I'm like, babe, why did you forget that? She's just like, baby, I didn't see it. It's out of sight, out of mind. I'm sorry. You know, so she says that a lot. And it's true, you know, out of sight, out of mind, which is why I like a tidy area to work in when I'm working, because I don't have, you know, lots of windows open or lots of, things all over the place, which are basically distracting my mind because I've got so many things I'm looking at. Don't want to be licking that, right? So look, I've got lots of things. I've got one thing I'm looking at, one thing I'm focused on at a time. So just be focused and just think, any information that comes in, is it useful to the outcomes I want in the next 24 hours? Yes or no, right? Pretty simple. So that's all we're going to be doing, adding to what we're already doing for the next 9 days, right? So now we want to look at how you'll make certain that this habit becomes automatic and inevitable. So we need to set up your environment for success by identifying what you will need to do your habit, right? And what you'll need to add new in your thinking and in your environment, and what you'll need to remove in your environment. And it is imperative that you start these new habits early in the day when you still have willpower, right? Now, In this case, this is just something that you're going to be doing throughout the day, kind of like, you know, the 4-step system in 5 minutes, where it's just kind of as and when you need it, right? When you feel the fear, then you deploy the 4 steps, right? Whereas with this, when you see a piece of information come across your mind, you're going to be like, no, let me just assess here. Do I need to actually be doing something like this or not? Because this is going to really get you focused. You know, when I talk about, being able to, you know, by default, take action, and your new comfort zone is to default to taking the action and not doing the thing on Facebook or YouTube. This is what I'm talking about. All right. This is what I'm talking about. That focus where you, if it's not relevant to you now, I'm not involved with it. I'm not touching it. All right. I'm going to deal with it later. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing. So if you start to do this, then you're going to find yourself having a great rate of success. All right. And, you know, at first you'll have to think about doing it, and soon you won't have to worry about it at all. It will become automatic by regularly repeating it at the same specific time daily. So you already know the times that you're going to be doing the reading, listening, the visualizing, and all that good stuff, writing your goals. You know, the cash generating habit that you've got, you know, where you're retraining, and, your brain, you know, recognizing, reframing, releasing, and retraining. You already know when you're going to be doing that. So I don't need to go over that again with you. So the next stage is you're going to be, as you've already been doing, you continue doing, looking at your ultimate outcome and destination. You keep doing that, write your goals down, keep that up. You've been doing great work with it. Now you're going to be focusing. The only thing you're adding now is just adding, just taking note of what information is coming across your screen. Okay. So whatever you need to remove from your environment, this is very important to focus, to avoid distractions in order to allow you to create your habit before being sidetracked to do something else. Whatever it is that you need to remove from your environment, you need to make sure that you're actually really doing that. Okay. And, you know, if you want to make this automatic, you need to add something in your environment, maybe a post-it note or something that just reminds you of, you know, where, how are you going to be making sure that every information that you're looking at is either something you're going to use right now or archive and not bother with it at all. Okay. And this one's going to be a little harder to prove to somebody else that you've been doing. So I would say just continue on with what you've been doing. I mean, you can take a screenshot maybe of telling someone that you're going to commit to it and just be honest with them if you've been doing it or not. But, you know, keep something before you to make sure that you are. And, you know, you can still use the inevitable, inevitability factor by, you know, using that for the other things that you're already committed to with people. Okay. So that's all you got to be doing for this. And I will catch you on the next session, session number 6. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Okay. Bye bye.